Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Moore Square Magnet Middle will have extra security this morning after a teen was shot near campus yesterday. Just ahead, how crime is spiking in this area.
I'm Brett Neeson-Durham, where police are working to find out how a person died and their body ended up in a trash can. Coming up, we'll show you where that all happened.
And it's the coldest morning of the season so far. We have a frost advisory and temperatures already in the 30s. I'll show you how cold it will be this morning where you are.
And today, parents are expecting to get a big update on how much they spend on meals at school. Right now, we're live at one elementary school here in Durham where the governor will speak this morning.
It is 4:30. Good morning, everyone. Cold this morning of the season, and you feel it as soon as you step out the door. I wore a coat. I'm Renee Chu. Let's see if this guy over here decided to wear a coat. Is it cold enough for Jeff to put on the coat?
I made a fast dash from the parking lot. I did not wear a coat. I'm glass half full. I was looking to later when temperatures are gonna...
When you won't need the coat.
Right. Gonna bump up. Because I'm like a kid. I'll forget it at school. You know, it gets warm out. Lose the whole thing. But we are blanketed in that blue this morning, Elizabeth.
We are. And you know, the guys have that coat on already. Renee and I, the arms showing and all that stuff. We've got frost advisory that's in effect this morning for almost all of our counties. Most folks are going to see mid to upper 30s. There are going to be some patches in spots, especially our northern counties or rural areas where we could see temperatures right down at 32 this morning. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now where the temperature is 41. Our wind is coming out of the northeast at about 3 miles per hour. Skies are clear. It looks absolutely beautiful. Temperatures are already colder than they were this time yesterday. So it's 35 in Southern Pines, 34 in Roxborough, 37 South Hill, 35 in Goldsboro. So the warmest spots are the Triangle area down through Fayetteville at 41. And of course, we're going to continue to see these temperatures falling. When we have clear skies, we don't have any cloud cover to hold the daytime heating in. We see temperatures cooling quickly as all that warm air escapes into the atmosphere. So we're looking at temperatures around 5 to around 10 degrees cooler than they were yesterday. We did see a number of spots fall into the 30s yesterday, too. So expect around the Triangle, upper 30s. We're going to see some spots that are down right around freezing this morning, but we have a warm afternoon on the way. Highs will climb into the 70s. Elizabeth, thanks. Parents, students, and teachers will notice more security on campus today at Moore Square Magnet Middle School in downtown Raleigh. This comes just one day after police say a man shot a teen in the area, leaving him in critical condition. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live near the school with what the school is doing to take steps to ensure safety. Kelsey.
Renee, a scary day at Moore Square Magnet Middle yesterday, but this morning the school will have extra security in light of that shooting. A 15-year-old is still in critical condition this morning after the shooting, and police arrested 22-year-old Stephen Mark Stanley in connection to the shooting. He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Sky 5 flew over the scene as the school went under lockdown yesterday. WRAL's data trackers investigated police reports within one block of Moore Square. They found crime has gone up 51% from last year. People who live nearby say they're noticing the trend.
I've seen fights and car wrecks and it's the first shooting, but I think there was a stabbing one time.
And school officials say that they will have counselors available for both students and staff in light of that shooting yesterday. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, we'll get an update on efforts to keep you safe in downtown Raleigh. City staff is expected to share more information about plans for safety improvements with City Council. This comes after the Downtown Raleigh Alliance and others shared their concerns last month. This includes problems with crime in the downtown transit center, as well as Glenwood South. Raleigh police are already planning to add more patrols to those areas.
And now we take you to Durham, where police are investigating a body found inside a trash bin. Brett Neese is live in the WRL Breaking News Tracker at the police department right now. Brett, still unclear what happened out of all this.
Yeah, still a lot of details that we're trying to find out, Jeff, but it is just a strange situation that unfolded last night, yesterday evening. That's when police were called to the scene over off of Rosewood Street. Take a look. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of that scene from last night. And police were called there around 6 o'clock last night, and that's when they found a body inside a trash can. They say that they are working to find out how that person died and then how that person ended up in that trash can. And in that neighborhood, is just about a mile from the police department off of Rosewood Street there near Alston Avenue. So we're working to get an update from police here this morning. And as soon as we get some of those details to clear up this story, we'll keep you updated. Live in Durham, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Thanks, Brett. We'll also learn today about new efforts to keep your kids safe when they're online. Attorney General Josh Stein will be in Charlotte today to announce a new safety initiative. It's happening at 1:45 this afternoon. You can watch it on the State Department of Justice's Facebook page.
Stein's scheduled announcement comes just one day after the Federal Trade Commission revealed plans to hire child psychologists to guide internet rules. This person would access the mental health impacts of what children and young people experience online. The FTC says it's exploring next steps, including how many to hire and when.
And happening this morning, Governor Roy Cooper is expected to make an announcement about funding for your child's school breakfast. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live with a look at what to expect out of this. Laura, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. Yes, Governor Cooper is expected to serve student breakfast here at Glenn Elementary School in Durham before making that big announcement today regarding breakfast funding. The new state budget includes several provisions that should give more students access to no-cost meals in schools statewide. The budget includes $6 million this year to cover the cost of meals for students who qualify for reduced-price meals at schools. According to legislative staff, about 25,000 low-income students statewide are currently paying for reduced cost meals out of pocket. Federal guidelines include a sliding income scale for free and reduced cost school breakfast and lunch. And advocates for child nutrition say the copays for reduced cost meals can still be enough to keep some kids from being able to eat at school. Another budget provision bans schools from imposing administrative penalties on students for unpaid meal costs. And a third provision set to take effect next year offers additional state funding as an incentive for schools to sign up for a federal program that requires universal free meals in school. Now, we've also heard from Durham's superintendent on his first day on the job express his passion for universal free meals at schools. The governor will speak here at Glenwood Elementary School at 8 a.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Durham.
Now to an update from the war in Israel. This morning, the two hostages Hamas released arrived at a hospital in Tel Aviv. The two Israeli women, an 85-year-old and 79-year-old, were taken from their homes near the Gaza border with their husbands. Their husbands have not been released. The U.S. is advising Israel to delay a ground invasion of Gaza to allow more time for hostage negotiations. Meanwhile, Israel has stepped up its aerial offensive of Gaza and continues to tell civilians to leave.
Goldsboro man will be in court today after police say he crashed into a police car while he was trying to escape arrest. Police say they tried to arrest 32-year-old Daniel Darden on domestic warrants around 3 yesterday afternoon when he drove away. Another officer who tried to make a traffic stop says Darden crashed into his car several times. After a short chase, Darden barricaded himself into an apartment on Olivia Lane. Finally, he was arrested after a 2-hour standoff. No one was hurt. He's facing several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon on law enforcement.
Today, we're expecting to learn more about the future of Raleigh's HBCUs. The city is looking at ways to partner with the schools to support growth on the campuses of Shaw and St. Augustine's. The goal is to help support their transformations into top-tier career and research-focused institutions. This follows a similar plan in place in Charlotte with Johnson C. Smith University. An update is expected during today's meeting of the City Council's Economic Development and Innovation Committee.
People in Nashville are left with unanswered questions after the police chief and HR director were fired. What we know about the investigation so far and how one of the fired employees is responding.
Plus, why the CDC is telling doctors to hold off on giving the RSV vaccine to some babies.
We'll give you a live look at Raleigh this morning. It is a cold start, a frost advisory in much of the area. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the temperatures will warm back up.
from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, and we do have that frost advisory that's in effect for almost the entire viewing area. A lot of us are already seeing temperatures in the 30s, and there's going to be some frost, especially in rural and low-lying areas. If you're right in the middle of town, you're probably not going to see any frost this time around. Temperature right now in Wilson is 38. It's 41 in Durham and 41 in Fayetteville. So certainly Durham and Fayetteville, Raleigh, we're looking at 41 right now. So that's one of the spots that's less likely. But Lewisburg at 34, likely to see some patchy frost. Southern Pines at 35, likely as well. But it's 38 in South Hill and Rocky Mount, 38 in Goldsboro, and 38 in Irwin. Exercise planner, it's chilly out there this morning with those mid to upper 30s, but it will be a mild afternoon with highs in the low 70s and lots of sun.
A Durham man is charged in a violent assault on a police officer and a chaplain. DeMario Holman had his first court appearance in Durham County yesterday. Court papers say he tried to strangle the officer and bit through the chaplain's hand during an arrest. Larry Smith is a former deputy chief and current Fraternal Order of Police spokesperson. He says a traffic stop can be as hazardous as responding to a violent crime scene.
Stopping someone for a minor traffic violation. And in their mind, they may be, but they don't know what that person in the car intention are. They don't know what they're wanted for, what's in the car. And so it can be a very dangerous situation.
The judge kept Holman's bond at $400,000, and his next court date is November 13th.
There are no injuries after this house fire in Fuquay Varina. Sky 5 was over the home at Eagle River Drive and Wilburn Road just yesterday afternoon. You can see the home is in a heavily wooded area, so it was hard to see. But you can see large plumes of smoke and several emergency responders there. Officials tell us the home was vacant and had no power.
People in the town of Nashville have a lot of questions after the director of human resources was fired and the police chief is suspended indefinitely. WRL has learned the town's HR director, Matt Joyner, was fired Friday. This comes 3 weeks after he and police chief J.T. Winstead were both suspended with pay. Town leaders confirmed an investigation is underway, but have not said what accusations either man is facing. That has people who live in that town wondering what's being hidden from them.
Not entirely surprised that they can't talk about it, but at the same time, it still makes me wonder, you know, what this will do to the neighborhood.
Joyner says he plans to appeal his firing and is looking to hire an attorney. Winstead declined to speak with WRL about his suspension.
Heads up, parents, if you're looking to order the new shot to protect your baby against RSV, you may be out of luck due to a limited supply. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended that doctors reserve doses of the drug Befortis. One manufacturer said despite planning based on past rollouts of pediatric vaccinations, demand has outpaced supply. The CDC recommended doctors to stop using this drug for babies 8 through 19 months of age.
And this morning, Go Triangle will officially begin the construction of the Raleigh Union Station bus facility. It'll be called Russ Bus for short. It'll be at the corner of West and Martin Street in Raleigh's Warehouse District. The project will connect forms of transportation from biking and walking to bus services and the future bus rapid transit and rail projects. This rendering is what the Russ Bus facility will look like. A private development called Union West is also included in the project. That will include apartments, parking, and retail space. The groundbreaking is at 10 a.m. today.
RDU is expanding its options for international travel. Air France will start flying from Raleigh to Paris starting next Monday. The flight will operate 3 times each week. And then in March, there will be daily service to Paris. Air France is RDU's 15th airline. Lufthansa's announcement in September was number 16. A spokesperson for the airport says this is a sign of continued growth at RDU. 2019 set a record with just over 14 million passengers coming through. 2023 is on pace to exceed that number. A North Carolina native will be trying to wow the judges again tonight on The Voice.
And it's all because of you love them by the tweeted and by the tweeted and by the tweeted and by the it's all because of you.
UNC Pembroke graduate Caleb Sasser, who grew up in Goldsboro, earned a four-chair turn with his performance of Another Sad Love Song during the blind auditions. And that secured his spot on Team Legend. You can catch his return to the stage tonight at 8 right here on WRAL. Hope he has more of those lyrical runs, Jeff.
Oh, he is easy to listen to. An upset on Monday Night Football as Minnesota Vikings handed the San Francisco 49ers their second straight loss. Vikings ended San Francisco's comeback chances. Defender Cameron Bynum intercepted quarterback Brock Purdy twice in the fourth quarter. Minnesota comes away 22-17 winners. The Vikings are now 3-4 in the season. The 49ers dropped to 5-2. Elizabeth Carter over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We have that cold start, a frost advisory over much of our area, Elizabeth. This is going to wake some people up.
Yeah, it's noticeably chillier than it was yesterday. Yesterday was pretty chilly, too. But we've already dropped into the 30s in many places this morning. And again, as Jeff said, the frost advisory is in effect for most of the viewing area. The places that are more likely to see frost are going to be rural, low-lying, creek bottoms, that sort of thing. Right in cities, you know, if you're, you know, right in Fayetteville, right in Durham, right in Raleigh, we're not likely to see frost in those places. But definitely if you get out of town, and have a much better chance. Right now, our temperature is 41. In the triangle, our dew point's 38, and we'll likely drop into the upper 30s, even around the triangle area. But those temperatures may end up being colder in some of the outlying areas. For example, we're looking at 35 in Southern Pines, 34 in Roxboro. It's 38 in South Hill, Rocky Mount, 36 in Goldsboro, but 41 in Fayetteville and in Raleigh. We'll take a look at some of those other temperatures. 33 in Siler City, that's one of our chilly spots. 34 in Lewisburg. And we haven't seen our temperatures at their lowest yet. We'll see the coolest temperature of the morning between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. 33 already in Sanford and in Robbins. It's 35 in Rayford and Southern Pines, 38 in Irwin, 36 in Smithfield and Goldsboro. So definitely cooler than it was yesterday. We're running anywhere from 5 to about 10 degrees cooler than we saw this time yesterday. A lot of us will, you know, end up with a quick scrape. Some folks are going to see no frost or maybe a few places where you may take a couple of minutes. Here's what's happening out there. We have what we call radiational cooling. We had lots of sunshine yesterday. So all that sun, of course, heated up the Earth's surface, created a lot of energy. So we saw temperatures in the 70s yesterday. So overnight last night, we didn't have anything holding in our overnight or our afternoon heating. And so it allows our temperatures to cool off very quickly. So around the triangle, we're going to see temperatures in the upper 30s. But as I mentioned, some places are going to be even cooler. This afternoon, we'll warm up with sunshine, 73 in Raleigh and Durham, 74 degrees in Fayetteville. Our forecast for tomorrow morning, not as cold, looking at 40. So 40 in Siler City, 43 Lewisburg, 44 in Rocky Mount, 41 in Sanford, 47 Fayetteville. Almost everybody's in the 40s overnight tonight. And we'll continue to see a warm up with 50s Thursday morning all the way through the weekend. 71 is our normal high. And look at that. We climb into the low to mid 80s over the weekend. So big warm up coming our way. We have the potential to break the record on Sunday. We could see a high of 84 and the previous record 83. So really warming up for us toward the end of the week. A dry week ahead as well. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the tropics, couple systems that need to show you where they're headed.
80s by the weekend, yeah. Too warm. Coming up, a dog is safe this morning after she was rescued. How Durham firefighters and animal control work together to free the dog.
Plus, the Las Vegas Aces are on top of the WNBA. How the team celebrated its back-to-back championship titles.
A big shout out this morning for members of the Durham Fire Department who helped rescue a dog. The dog was stranded nearly 8 feet down in a confined space under a porch, and she couldn't free herself. Durham firefighters and animal control worked together to rescue the dog. It took about 30 minutes, and she is safe and sound.
That picture looks, she looks so lonely down there.
I know. There wasn't anything hazardous or dangerous in that space, but still, of course, she wanted to get out and all in a day's work for those firefighters. Hope they got a lot of kisses.
Right. National First Responders Day is this weekend, so just getting a jump on the appreciation for our first responders.
Good. Absolutely. Yeah.
Brand new WRAL documentary, Ghosts in the Stadium, reveals a shocking history tied to the sites of some of our iconic football stadiums. WRAL investigative documentary reporter Kristen Severance and WRAL sports anchor Chris Lee take a look at the stadium's links to the history of race relations in the United States. You can watch Ghosts in the Stadium tomorrow night, 7:30, right here on WREL or on WREL.com.
This morning, we know just how many people attended this year's NC State Fair. The fair ended its 11-day run with a strong final weekend that pushed total attendance to 926,425. Other fair highlights included a new auction record for the livestock sale of champions and strong participation for Hunger Relief Day and other competitive entries.
The Las Vegas Aces are celebrating their place on top of the WNBA. The team rode down the Las Vegas Strip for their championship parade yesterday. They won their second straight championship, beating the New York Liberty last week. They're just the third team in WNBA history to win back-to-back titles and the first in 21 years to do so. The official kickoff of basketball season starts today with the ACC tip-off in Charlotte. So Chris Lee, Pat Welter, and Brian Murphy will all be in the Queen City. The women kick things off today, and the men follow tomorrow.
Next at 5, a body is found inside a trash bin. What Durham police are revealing about the shocking discovery and investigation.
Well, it's an airline pilot facing more than 80 counts of attempted murder, accused of trying to shut off a plane's engine mid-flight.
And we have a look at the first team that punched its ticket to the World Series.
Deep right field, a bomb in the first.